How they're educating their youth. I don't know that Israel, I don't think Israel can do that alone or even with the alone or even with the United States. It's going to take the international Arab and Islamic community to step in. I do believe there will be a willingness from conversations that I've had, whether it's with Jordan, Egypt, and the Gulf states, that once Hamas is finished, that behind the scenes, they are saying they are willing to take a greater role. And that is going to be absolutely critical. What that looks like, though, is obviously a huge question. And the other question as we head into what is going to be a very contentious campaign year in 2024 here in the United States, what kind of staying power does President Biden and his administration have with Israel as they go down this long and difficult road that you just pointed out?
Mike Waltz, Congressman from Florida, on with Brett Baer yesterday. He was doing some fill-in work yesterday. Coming up, by the way, top of the hour, back in the day, you may have heard me on Salem News Network subbing for the likes of Dr. Bill Bennett when he did a morning show, Mike Gallagher, who's still on the network. You might have heard me filling in from all points across the country. I did that for a long, long time. And a guy who was instrumental in helping me was Lee Habib, who is the vice president of content at Salem Media Group. You probably know him as the host of Our American Stories. 10 till midnight every night of the week right here on AM 670 KMZQ. He'll join us. We'll talk about the state of the world on this Christmas and New Year's holiday. By the way, December 27th, we are almost done with the year 2023, and nobody's going to be happier about that than me. To me, it's been a horrible, horrible year with so much really bad stuff going on. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV football hadn't won a bowl game in 23 years heading into the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix last night. That meter is still running as the Rebels fell to the Kansas Jayhawks 49-36. UNLV finishes the season with three straight losses and a 9-5 record. After a 10-day break, the Runnin' Rebels are back on the hardwood Sunday against Carroll College. Tip goes up at noon on New Year's Eve at the Thomas & Mack Center. The Las Vegas Raiders are coming off their biggest upset win of the season as they cling to slim hopes of making the playoffs. They're 3-point underdogs in Indianapolis on Sunday. And the Vegas Golden Knights are looking to end a three-game losing streak tonight. They'll be in Anaheim. Puck drops at 7 o'clock.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A volume is starting to build on I-15 southbound between the Spaghetti Bowl and Tropicana. It still looks better than usual. Fewer cars, but starting to form some rush hour delays there. Nothing too serious there. And no accidents to report on the freeways. Now, the worst of it's going to be found in the Southwest Valley, where you have a heavy police presence in the area of Durango, which is actually shut down between Blue Diamond and Windmill. So obviously, you want to steer clear of the area. Durango closed off between Blue Diamond and Windmill, again, for a heavy police presence. Partly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures today. Afternoon highs going to stop in the upper 50s, only 41 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you like offense, then you love the Guaranteed Rate Bowl featuring my Kansas Jayhawks. I spent a lot of time, more time than I'd like to admit, trying to get a degree at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. And they were taking on UNLV last night. Mark Thomas at the sports desk. Boy, a lot of offense, not much defense.
No, 85 points were the total. I don't remember what the over-under was, but I'm sure it wasn't 80 in the 80s. 49-36 Jayhawks over the Rebels yesterday. And if you're a lover of penalties, boy, was that your game. Wow. How long did that game? Did you catch the game last night?
Yeah, and it kept going and going and going. I kept walking away from the game and expecting it to be over. I'd come back. No, it's only the third quarter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I went close to 4 hours. Still a lot of good things, though, for the UNLV season, at least comparatively speaking. Look, they haven't been to a bowl game since 2013. They did lose that. They won. The last one they won was with John Robinson at the helm back in 2000. So, look, just for this program to even have a shot at a bowl game, what is that, twice in 23 years?
Yeah.
Is a good thing. And a lot of, Jordan Maiva will be back next season, starting quarterback for the Rebels. So a lot of good things to build on. Barry Odom's first year, some new excitement going on there. They're playing at Allegiant Stadium, which is obviously a first-class, one of the state-of-the-art venues for any Division I football team.
So absolutely. And Barry Odom has already signed, last time I checked, he's already signed seven kids to letters of intent. He's hitting the ground running.
Yeah, I got to correct myself. It's Jaden Maiva, not Jordan.
Oh,
starting quarterback, yeah. So 9-5 was their final, but that sounds a lot worse than it was. They were 9-2. It did drop the season finale, the regular season finale. They lost the Mountain West Championship game, and of course, last night the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix.
But you know what? They always talk about eventually phasing out the bowl season. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, the kids love it, and their activities around the game itself for the players. This time in Phoenix, the bowl season. Even if you lose the game, the fact is you as a player are going to have memories that are going to last a lifetime. So that's kind of a good thing for the kids.
I think so. National attention, national coverage. They were on ESPN last night. The Rebels were.
Yeah, so all in all, good experience. Wish we could have won it, but hey, it didn't happen. But the fact is, they were 9-5, and yeah. Barry Odom, I thought, did a tremendous job. I don't know if there was a lot of doubts when he took this job, whether he was going to be another in a long line of coaches that tried and failed at UNLV, but he's been an instant success.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think you always have high hopes when you bring in a new administration, coaching staff and all, but I think they exceeded even those expectations.
And it's only going to get better from here. Mark, thanks, man. We'll be checking in with you again. Mark Thomas at the sports desk, keeping track of what's going on. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on over this last week of the year. Stay with us. When we come back, Tammy Bruce, a Fox News contributor, talking about the economic problems that are there in clear view, but the Biden administration has not figured it out for some reason. And the polling shows you that America realizes that this administration is not getting it right when it comes to the economy. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If your bank account is called- causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that
it is Live and Local for a Wednesday. I know it feels like a Monday, but it's really a Wednesday. December 27th. So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local, everything you need to know to start your day. I don't know about you, but as we leave 2023 and move on to 2024, one thing that sticks out like a sore thumb is that the economy is in really, really bad shape. And I'm not talking about the numbers you get out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I'm talking about the state of your personal economy. I know mine's not as good as it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, but I'm going to tell you, help could be on the way. Trust me. Tammy Bruce is a Fox News contributor and was on the network yesterday saying that Biden just doesn't understand our economic problems. Here it is.
President Biden blaming the media for America's frustrations with Bidenomics as a year-end poll reveals just 39% approve of his economic agenda. Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce joins us now.
Good morning.
Tammy, good morning to you. I have a feeling that people in the Biden White House heard that and said, oh, no. That is not the message, because all good is not how Americans are feeling right now.
Yeah, so you heard two things there. You heard what they're saying privately, which is the media is not covering it right.
Yeah.
And that's his other mistake. It's like he's unedited, and that's kind of good sometimes, is that we learn what they're discussing. So they're complaining about the media, his team is. And on the other hand, he then says the line that he's supposed to say, which is everything's great. But the fact is, Americans know it's not, and they talk that it's about coverage. It also reveals that they're really out of touch with what the day-to-day life experience is. You know, we think about inflation. Oh, inflation's down, but that's core inflation, eliminating energy and food, which is what we experience on a day-to-day basis. Rents are up. Like over 6%. Inflation itself, I think in January 21, it was below 2%. It is now above 3%. So what clearly the answer for them, if I was advising them, but I'm not, is be honest. You know, what Americans are frustrated at is being ignored through this kind of lying by omission about our day-to-day experience. So that's their problem. But they do believe, if the media covered it right, that Americans, and this is the contempt, would just, you know, were like empty-headed zombies waiting to be told what to believe about our life experience. And that's not happening. Maybe you can do it about the Middle East because we're not there every day. Maybe you can do it about something else, about, you know, global warming, which is you can't really define. But you can't do it about our pocketbooks.
Yeah, you can't tell Americans that everything is A-OK. When they're feeling it, they see the price of things at the grocery store. They see the cost of gas. And so you're right. I guess the best message that the president can give is, I understand your pain, yeah, and we're working on it. One of the areas, though, Tammy, that he is trying to chip away at is student loan debt. He's already canceled like $132 billion worth. And polling shows that young people don't think it's enough. So you could criticize the young folks there, but he's got a youth voter turnout problem.
Well, as a matter of fact, when polled, young people are now going not just to an alternative Democrat, but to Trump. Because while we've got a problem with what the education has done to them about what they expect in life and an entitlement issue, in a sense, if somebody comes up and says, here, have this present, and then keeps doing it, you are going to start looking funny when it stops. So there is a problem there. What we also know, some new statistics, is that even with the loan repayments beginning, millions of people have not started to pay. They've just kind of said, never mind.
Yeah.
So this is that kind of reversal or slack off when it comes to responsibilities, because the rhetoric they're hearing from the Democrats is, especially with forgiveness, is that I didn't get my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve to be repaid. I deserve a refund. And that's what the Democrats have reinforced. And partly it is an effort to get those people to vote for them, like buying those votes. But young people also know that we've got problems in other areas.
Tammy Bruce yesterday on Fox News Channel, somebody else that showed up on Fox News Channel talking about the same thing, the fact that the Biden administration and Biden himself are claiming that the media is somehow misreporting on his administration. This was Joe Concha, cut number 5, yesterday on Fox News Channel.
What do you make of the president pushing back on the media like that?
Well, here's an idea, Brett. Instead of complaining, why doesn't Mr. Biden simply call a press conference and take questions outside of a predetermined list of reporters and make his case to the American people? I mean, tell them that they're wrong about food prices at the grocery store still being too high. Tell voters it's wrong to complain about rent costs being too high and climbing. Tell them that their eyes are actually deceiving them when they see a good chunk of their savings going towards credit card debt and chasing interest. But of course, such a press conference, it just isn't going to happen anytime soon. Biden has already skipped the annual year-end press conference. It's been a long-time tradition carried out by Democratic and Republican presidents alike, as you know. And his handlers appear to be petrified to put him in any public speaking position that involves extemporaneous thought and outside of a teleprompter, because invariably the result is a cleanup on aisle 5, 12, 18. So overall, this president has held just 3 solo press conferences this year, Brett. For context, Donald Trump held 35 solo press conferences during his final year in office. That's about 12 times as many, Brett.
Yeah, it's quite something. I mean, obviously, we had the Super Bowl interview lined up last year when Fox had the Super Bowl. That did not happen. We've asked on special report for the president to come on, and I know Martha has done the same to no avail. This is the economy poll, though, Joe. This Fox poll, Republicans saying the economy is in bad condition, 93%. Independents, 85%. But here's the Democrats at 61%. That's not, you know, they're not imagining things. That's what they feel.
Exactly. It's a feel issue. So regardless of what your political ideology is, people feel inflation. They feel the squeeze. They feel the fact that they have to work another job just to make ends meet at this point. And look, from a media perspective, the basement strategy will not be available in 2024. Joe Biden will have to campaign and be far more accessible with the press, because he's trailing in all the states that matter right now, particularly among independents and some disgruntled Democrats, because of the economy. And an overwhelming majority of Americans do not believe this president has the mental nor physical fitness to be president for another 5 years. And avoiding while scolding the press for not defending the indefensible is not helping matters, Brett.
Joe Concha joining Brett Baer yesterday on Fox News Channel. Coming up at the top of the hour, very excited. I've wanted to have him on for a while. We finally got our schedules together. Lee Habib, if you don't know who Lee Habib is, then you're not listening to this radio station between 10 p.m. and midnight. Our American Stories. It is a wonderful, wonderful piece of radio, and it's by a guy that I worked with 20 years ago at Salem Radio Network. I was a fill-in host for Dr. Bill Bennett and Mike Gallagher and other Salem hosts, and he was the director of content for the network. He still is. And we have not connected probably in the last 15, 20 years. We will do that coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
But first.
If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Wednesday, there are about 68 million baby boomers roaming around the USA right now, most of them aging rapidly. From 1946 to 64, boomers dominated the USA, being born in staggering numbers, especially right after World War II when marriage and families ruled. I am happy to be a boomer because I've seen modern history unfold right before my eyes with television and today the internet. I mean, think about it. In 1910, there wasn't much going on. Life was hard. However, I will admit that many baby boomers have caught the entitlement virus and believe they should be exempt from life's challenges, like getting old. This might be why Madonna has turned her face into a creamsicle. Aging is part of the journey, as boomer Dr. Phil might say, which is why I don't listen to him. I want reality, not wisdom from a fortune cookie. So here is some reality. Senior citizens are smarter than the kids and grandkids because they've been through it. If boomers stop thinking about themselves morning to night, they might volunteer to help people out. Use their remaining time not going to the spa 3 days a week, but improving the country a little. I understand Jane Fonda looks good thanks to those long-ago workout tapes, but come on. There are three dreaded words, old, older, coffin. So use your time wisely. Now this.
I'm Mike Baker, former CIA officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief, the fastest growing podcast in America. Every weekday, we dive into foreign policy, global events, and international crises, delivering the facts and context quickly and with the analysis you won't find anywhere else. In the morning, get the insights you need with the President's Daily Brief. Then, as you head home, catch the PDB Afternoon Bulletin, perfectly timed for your end-of-day commute. Download us now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back at work. Hope you had a merry, merry Christmas. We're going to see what we'll see about that Happy New Year. Those of you that are ready to leave 2023 in the rearview mirror, I can only tell you that 24 has got to be better than 23, because 23, I really honestly believe this. I think it sucked big time. It was just bad news after bad news after bad news, after war, after explosions, after this, after that. I'm ready. I'm ready for 2024. I really honestly am. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Lee Habib joins us. You hear him every night. Every night. Our American Stories is phenomenal radio. If you have not tried it, you ought to check it out. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Rock.